Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And this is our last segment with Madeline Singers, who is the District Attorney of Nassau County. And it really is, and I'm thanking her now in case we run out of time at the end. It's just such an honor for her to be here today with us, and she's sharing so much and giving up of her valuable time. Because I know, you know, an hour out of her day is an hour, you know.
It's my pleasure, John.
Honestly,
thanks.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Now, we talked about different things, but let's go into some youth activities that you're involved in, which is very important. Even talking about drinking before, I'm a firm believer in that. Like, just because your son is 21 or 22 or 23 and you're having a martini doesn't mean you have to offer him a martini. But that's fine. We'll you know, get to that another time. But you got to watch out for these kids because then they're going to get in the car. And I do appreciate my kids. And this is years ago when they're all in their 30s now, they always had a designated driver. Fortunately, that was smart. One kid wouldn't drink. I mean, why do you? Unfortunately, I have two out of three girls don't drink anyway, so I mean, no difference. But, you know, you have to be smart because when an accident happens, you didn't plan it, and God forbid you really hurt somebody, that wasn't your intention.
Well, look, we just had a sentencing of a police officer who was badly injured when a drunk driver crashed into him on New Year's Eve. When he was out, police officer Gomes was out on DWI patrol, keeping all of us safe from drunk drivers, and he got hit by a drunk driver whose intoxication rate was over three times the legal limit. And Officer Gomes, you know, walks with a permanent limp. He's had major surgeries, several of them. He needs his elbow replaced. And all I can say is we take that very seriously, the accountability. We will bring those cases to trial. We will prosecute them because it is an entirely preventable crime.
Right.
It is completely selfish. Just call an Uber, call a cab, make a plan. Do not get into a car or on a boat if you're drunk,
right,
if you're impaired, if you're distracted, because we will prosecute. I take the safety of our roadways are of paramount importance. All of us here in the county use our public roadways to go to work, to take our kids to school, and we have to make sure that people can use them safely.
Right.
So, fair warning, you know, it's
That's
been
it.
A county.
Them. I agree. M13 plans to go out and kill somebody. These poor people that have too many drinks and get it in the car, they didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is alternatives, and you just got to be conscious. And you know when you've passed the limit. So you're right, with Uber and everything else, or just tell a friend, call anybody. But
it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Don't do it.
I want to go to Shield Award, which I think is a tremendous program.
Right. So I started an award for juniors in high school, and it's called the Shield Award. And it's basically an award that we give for service, and it stands for service, honesty, integrity, excellence, leadership, duty.
Well, you did good.
Yeah. And basically, you know, what we found that the schools recognize students for their academic achievements. They recognize students for their athleticism. But there wasn't really an award to talk about who's a good citizen. You know, who's the person that you can count that has integrity, that is honest, that works in the service of others? Because for me, those are the qualities that make them great students, make them great neighbors, that will make them great coworkers, that will make them great leaders. Those are the qualities that last a lifetime, and we need to recognize those in our students. So we ask our high school principals to nominate a SHIELD recipient. So in May every year, we give out SHIELD awards to our high school juniors. And it's a great afternoon. I address the kids. We take pictures. Their parents are there. Everyone's really proud of them and their services to our communities really should be celebrated.
By all means.
They're important. Acknowledging, because you get the football and you get the varsity sweater and you get everything else. And some of these kids don't get acknowledged. And actually, and sometimes, I think less today, but they're the ones getting made fun of.
Right.
You know, because they're not in the, you know, the in crowd.
But yeah, right. And it's not important. You know, it's not cool to be the one who's raising their hand and saying, like, I don't think this is right, or to be the honest one. And again, and I tell them those are the qualities that will serve you well in life. And those are the people that we need. You know, when I look at someone who's working with me and for me, I want to make sure that this is a person who has integrity, who understands duty, who understands service. These are the people that are going to make our communities great. So
that's it. People who don't have integrity. How about corruption, governmental corruption?
You know, there's a lot of that to go around in Nassau County, and we're working hard to root it out. Again, they're not easy cases to make.
Right.
The state laws are not so easy for us to fit into a lot of the facts that we know. But again, the messaging is clear. Like, you are an elected official to serve the public. You're not there to serve yourself. The public's tax dollars need to be protected. And if you're going to be putting them in your pocket and abusing it, then you will have us to deal with. And we will do these investigations. We will commit the resources to doing these investigations. We've had great success doing these prosecutions, and we will continue to do it so that people don't lose faith in government. Government is supposed to be working for us. And I've chosen a life of service in my career, and it offends me when people do these jobs to enrich themselves,
right,
to enrich their neighbors and their cousins and their friends. And, you know, so we don't stand for it. If we can make the cases, we will. We work very well with our federal partners as well. And again, you know, fair warning, if you're going to do that, then you're going to have us to deal with. And sometimes we can make the cases and sometimes we can't. But
that's the important thing. I mean, I'm not by no means as involved as you are with these things. But, you know, as a regular person, you're reading the paper, and it does upset you sometimes when somebody says that was pretty blatant, but he's getting away.
Right.
There's only so much you can do. And sometimes the person doing it, unfortunately, they're going to get away. Or it might be a couple of years before they come to justice.
Yeah.
Just because they get caught doesn't mean they're going to jail the next day. And there's different politicians right now. It's a couple of years in the making.
Yeah, you know, and again, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into whether people get away with it or not, and especially once we bring prosecutions. Are these cases being tried in front of juries? Or are they being tried in front of judges? You know, that makes a big difference.
Which is worse for the defendant? Is there
It depends on the case, you know.
Okay.
So they decide on the public corruption side. Defendant makes that decision. They've been doing well with judges. So I think they will continue to do that. Again, you know, like, we will make the cases. We will do the investigations. Look, there's a lot that goes into it, right? Even on something like MS-13, when I talked about that investigation that we did, an 8-month investigation, that was 8 months in the life of an organization that did a lot, you know, I'm going to say allegedly, or I believe, did a lot more than what that 8 months.
I get you.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing. We get a snapshot, even with a politician or corrupt official. We get one act that we can demonstrate and prove, but the public image is, well, no, they've been doing this for years,
right,
and this always
right.
goes on. But we have one act that's in front of us in an indictment for an arrest. And we can't take into account all of that. And neither can a jury and neither can a judge. And that's our American system of law that we're really proud of. So, you know, again, that's what we have to do. We have to abide by the laws, and we have to make sure that
right.
we can
and
build.
That's frustrating for the person who doesn't understand it.
Right.
Saying, I know this happened, or I know that happened. But what you're basically saying, you have to respect the law, and you only go one thing at a
course.
Time, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, look, we try the cases that we have in front of us. But again, if anyone has information about public corruption, come on in. You know, we talk to many people. Some of our cases are built on tips that we get from the public who say, you know, I know that this is going on in my town. Can you investigate it? And we do. And sometimes, like I said, we can bring a case and sometimes we can't. But I will always listen to people and look at the cases, because I believe very much in service and very much in government helping people, not government being there
right.
to service someone's
We only have a few minutes
interest.
Left. I just want to touch quickly. I know it passed already, National Night Out.
Yeah.
Which is a cool thing. It really
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. It's important. You know, so it's a law enforcement. We're all out in our communities talking to kids. And it's a great night. There's game playing and we give away things and face painting for the kids. But it's an opportunity for the community to meet our prosecutors, to meet our police officers. So we're out in the community engaging, talking to them. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to serve a community. So
where Where was it held in Hempstead?
It was held all over the county.
Oh, multiple.
Yeah, multiple locations.
I went to Westbury. There was some sort of
there's bands
truck
and
kind of thing that was unbelievable. I mean, it was like no windows in it.
You know, but people bring, police bring out things like vans and trucks and lots of things that they can show off, you know, to the community and say, look, this is what we're doing and this is how we use it. And the prosecutors are out talking about our office and our elder, you know, Arlene was out engaging the community. So
it's a nice mix.
Yeah, it's face painting. There's bands, people, there's a barbecue. It's just a great night to get people out so that people understand that. It's safe in Nassau County. People should be out enjoying our parks, enjoying everything that this great county has to offer from
our
beaches.
There's another opportunity now that Miriam was telling me about before, about the opioid, those who have passed away, something that's traveling around.
Yes. So we partnered with the National Safety Council, and there's an opioid memorial that's traveling throughout the United States. It's coming to Nassau at Roosevelt Field on September 23rd through the 28th. And it's an interactive memorial where people can go and learn a lot about addiction and opioids and how to get rid of their meds and just information that they need to have. And the display is little pills, and they fashioned the pills into the faces of people who were lost through addiction, have lost their lives. So we have some great sponsors like RXR and the Mets who have helped us and Northwell, as well as others that have put up the funds so we can get the memorial here. Roosevelt Field was very generous, giving us a space that was large enough.
Is it
and
internal
a space
or
where
exterior?
People, it's inside. It's going to be
in the mall,
and you can walk through the memorial. And again, we're grateful to Roosevelt Field because so many people cross through Roosevelt Field on any given day.
That's nice.
So to have it there for 2 weeks, we know it's going to touch a lot of people. 1 week, it'll be there for 1 week. So we know that a lot of people will be touched by that, and hopefully we'll get some good information. And again, it just demonstrates our commitment to
making
sure people are
safe. September 23rd to September 28th.
Yes.
At Roosevelt
Field. That's it.
Yeah, come find us.
I need to take a moment to say thank you.
Thank you.
Really, having you guys on the air has just been wonderful. Our listeners are so appreciative. I'm so appreciative. And we don't go political, but I wish you the best of luck
in November.
Great,
thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We've been talking with Madeline Singers, the District Attorney of Nassau County.